Everyone, it's Michelle, and this is February 24th, 2022, and we are at Rev Up Your Business with your with a, what do we call it, fabulous opt-in page. So even if I can't remember exactly how what we called it, the title of it, the opt-in page, the material for today is super important for your business. So applicable on so many levels. It's going to help you with the high ticket virtual retreat game as well. Help you find the clients that you are, or help them find you, not you find the clients, but them find you so that you can do the work that you're meant to do on this planet. So I'm going to, let's start with Shavasana. I still have have you guys listened to the Sam Garrett song again, since Anna Marie, you might not know about it yet. You will when you listen to the Abundance recording. So I've been listening to this wonderful song by Sam Garrett. It's still playing in my head. That's what I was listening to over and over at the lunch hour. Marnie was asking, what are some good abundance practices? And that's one of them, listening to that song. So, all right, let's jump in. Let's begin with Shavasana. So as always, you may want to choose camera off for this so you can really go deep inside. And be undisturbed in your own space. So find a quiet space where you can lie down and not be bumping into things. So if there's a chair in the way or a book on the floor or papers or you're too close to a wall, give yourself more space. So move away from the wall, push the book away. Give yourself space. The practice is a metaphor. Are you giving yourself space in your life, in your company, in your world? Lying down on your back, allow yourself to be comfortable. So support beneath the head and neck as needed. So the chin's lower than the forehead. And place support beneath the legs as well. Maybe a rolled blanket beneath the thighs, or you could put your calves up on a chair, for instance, so that the low back is at ease. And if you're comfortable, you can just lie down flat on the floor as well, with the legs a comfortable distance apart. Close the eyes, and then behind closed eyes, scan the body for alignment. So the legs should be equidistant from the center line. The arms in a low V, palms up position, arms are straight, they make a V with the body, and equidistant from the center line. Pay attention to your feet. You're letting the toes drop to the floor, baby toes first, the rest of the toes follow. And then notice with your feet, is one foot more on the side of the foot than the other? Baby toes closer to the floor. That hip is probably more open. So take the time to notice what is and adjust on the other side of the hip that's tighter. Adjust so that the feet are resting equally on the floor. Same turnout. Same thing with the hands. Notice where the thumb side of the hand is. So palms are facing up and one thumb is probably closer to the floor. That shoulder is probably more open. Take the time to adjust the other shoulder opening so that the thumbs are an equal distance from the floor. Notice the state of your palms. So when we're tense, when we're holding tension, the fingers tend to be outstretched. We can tell so much about somebody's life just glancing at them in Shavasana. So relax palms of the hands, relax the fingers, and notice that the fingers tend to naturally curl when our hands are at ease and when the body is at ease. So relax all the fingers, soften the palms, and let the softness travel up the arms, forearms, elbows, upper arms, shoulders, neck and throat, the face, all the tiny muscles of the face. Relax the jaw. Relax the space between the eyebrows. Soften the eyes. Relax the skin of the scalp. And in this quiet place, just feel the breath. Feel the ease of breath, the ease of this moment here and now. Have you taken the time to notice the breath yet today? Notice now. Where is the breath today? Is it high in the chest or low in the belly? Is it ragged or smooth? Deep or shallow? Are you breathing more into one lung than the other? Notice the quality of your breath today without judgment. Just see what is. And then for the next few breaths, inhale through the nostrils and exhale through pursed lips as though breathing through a straw, allowing the exhalation to gently lengthen. Take normal breaths in between if you need to, if the breath is starting to be ragged, if any tension arises. Inhaling through the nostrils, exhaling through pursed lips, letting the exhalation lengthen. And then return to normal breathing after the next exhalation, inhaling through the nostrils, exhaling through the nostrils. And just notice, how has the breathing changed through this simple practice of allowing the exhalation to lengthen? Just notice. Just notice that the inhalation naturally lengthens of its own accord. We allow ourselves to exhale and release. And then slowly, slowly starting to come out of Shavasana, letting the breath deepen. Starting to wiggle the fingers and toes, bringing movement back to the body, your consciousness back to this room. Bend the knees, give yourself a big hug. Roll onto the right side, support your head. When you open your eyes, let the gaze be soft, unfocused, just a few inches ahead of you on the floor. And then keeping the gaze toward the floor, keeping that same sense of ease and well-being, whatever you found in Shavasana, slowly press yourself up to sitting and return to our virtual circle, camera on whenever possible. So you can practice that one-pointed attention. So you can bring that out to the rest of your world after our time together today. Hi, Anna Maria, back first. I'm always happy to know you guys are still hearing my voice. It means we're still together. Coming back to our virtual circle. So happy to see your news, Anna Maria. Such a beautiful, beautiful note. Thank you for sharing it with me and with others. What a beautiful win. Yvonne is back, Diane is back. Welcome back, welcome back. All right, what we focus on expands. Always training that focus of whatever is happening in the world, in our lives, in with our breath. What did I love? What did I love? What did I love? Who would like to share first? What did you love in this practice of Shavasana today? Anna Maria, thank you.
I love that I felt a lot of openness. And I love lying down on the floor. I think it really helps me to align my body.
Absolutely. Openness. And, you know, this openness that we find in our bodies, it's not just a physical openness. We start to become more open, and the body, mind, spirit, all connected. So what a beautiful thing to do partway through our day. And the floor, yes, sometimes, you know, I confess I've done Shavasana in bed before. It's not really how it's meant to be done, but I've done it many times. But the floor is a different place, and it cues us. We're so used to bed, go to sleep. Or bed, I can't sleep, or whatever it is, right? Bed, read a book, I don't know. But on the floor, that's Shavasana. Shavasana is body completely at ease, the mind focused. It's a different state than we're used to in the Western world. Usually body is relaxed and the mind is mush, or the body is tense and the mind is maybe focused, maybe tense, creating a situation where the body is at ease, but the mind is focused. It's a wonderful way to live. And yes, the hardness of the floor helps us develop that. Thank you. Love that. Let's hear. Yes, thank you, Dawn. I got your note. And yes, what Yvonne said. All best with that. Shavasana, who would like to share? Yeah, Mary Kay, thank you.
I love feeling the back of me this time, the back, how it met the floor. And because usually thinking so much about the front, but it's the back, it's noticing a lot more. And I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes in yoga, we do whole practices just bring awareness to our back, because we only see the front and we're front facing, we forget about our backs. And so it's really a wonderful thing to be aware of all of us. And even breathing into the back, we do kind of different breathing techniques where we learn to breathe, use all of our lungs, breathe into the back. So I love that, the awareness of the floor, the awareness of the back. And this ability to pay close attention to the details of things makes a huge difference in every aspect of our lives, our companies. Can we see what's going on? Not judge it and just notice, oh, here's a part of it that I wasn't paying attention to my back before. There it is. What might we see in a potential client that we hadn't seen before? What may we see in our day we weren't paying attention to? I'm told that we're bombarded with 40 million bits of information a second. And we can pay attention to, 11 million. And we can pay attention to 40 of them. 11 million, pay attention to 40. So knowing that, learning to train our focus and see with different eyes, different feeling, it's huge. It's wonderful. Thank you so much. I love it. Beautiful. Thank you, Anna Maria. Thank you, Mary Kay. Beautiful. Anything else wanting to be shared about this experience? All right. Thank you. We have some announcements, lots of announcements for you, lots of things, they're like public, I think of them as like public service announcements of a whole bunch of things that are there to serve and support you. So let me just do one thing here before sharing the announcements with you. Hang tight for a minute, because I just heard some noise on somebody's line, which reminds me, Yvonne, I hope you don't mind, I just made you co-host. So, and if you can all tend to noticing if your line's open or not, so we have a nice clear recording for those who are coming after, and so we have clear hearing for those who are here right now. So, all right, we have a new calendar for you, because there's a lot of new support that we are providing for you, and we want to make sure that you've got the calendar for it. So. And we just finished it off this morning for you. So Yvonne, if you're able to, if you can put the link to the updated calendar and you guys can check that out. Later, we'll have it for you, I'm sure, in Story Freedom Academy as well. And it gives us the dates that I'm just about to give you here. You've also got this recording to go back to, right? But number of bonus calls. So this coming Tuesday, is that already this Tuesday? I can't believe that that's already, I'm sure that it is Tuesday, March 1st. That's already this Tuesday. So just in a few more days, we have the Game is On bonus call, bonus Q&A call. So we are already well into the game. How are you playing? How are you using the game? Have you been leaning in with each other? Have you been creating those strategy session calls? Have you been finding people to talk to? And wherever you're running into bumps, bring that to the call. because whatever's impeding you there is impeding you in your business. Whatever opens for you there will open for you in your business. So that's this coming Tuesday, 12:30. We have a call with Marie. I'm just going to mention this. It's not on the calendar. It's in a separate place. But the following week, we've got a month of the monthly mastermind hosted by Marie. That's Wednesday, March 9th. And then the week after that, we have a pre-call for Stories That Sell Now, right behind and beside our game bonus Q&A call. So both on March 15th, they're to two different purposes. One is about creating your personal story, and one is about following up in the game, the high ticket virtual retreat. So two different purposes. So bring your different questions to each of those calls. And then we've been doing some fabulous work in our half day retreats. And we have another one coming up Thursday, March 17th. This is just called a loving kindness half day retreat. So remember that word allow. We did the A in allow abundance half day retreat on Thursday and some amazing openings from that call. The next one coming up is the Love and Kindness Half-Day Retreat, March 17th. And then we have Influence Through Story Challenge. That's open to the public. That's March 21st to 25th. So lots coming up just in March. We're going to be running that from 11:30 to 12:30 Mountain Time each day. So please get those dates on your calendar. And all of these are there to serve and support you. Let me see, just a reminder about the game. It goes from now until March 17th. And in order to win, if you are registered for the game, then it is your task, your job to either have a high ticket sale, $2,000 and up before March 17th, or help somebody in this community to create that. And ideally both, right? When everyone who's joined the game does that, we win the game. Every single time for, I don't know, 7 years, we've always won the game. I don't know if we're gonna win this time or not. It's up to you. And but how you play the game is how you'll be playing the game in your company the rest of the year as well. So this is a great time to be diving in. Whatever else you've got on your plate, it's meant to create this anyway. So carve out those other things, get them out of the way, move those other things out of the way and carve out a space for the game. And I wanted to mention too, a really great thing to do is to have somebody from our community who serves as game leader, who will keep track of sales and who will also just take a leadership position on our community. Everyone can do this. You can lead from whatever position you're in, but it's really helpful if you choose or you elect yourself to be the leader, because then it's like, who's created a sale and you're connecting with people, or you just maybe just create a little chart in our Facebook group. Somebody did this once years ago. I didn't invent it. The community invented it. I'm like, I just want to pass it on to you. So who would like to be game leader? Doesn't mean you have everything on your shoulders, but one thing is you'll keep track of sales, have a little post in the Facebook group maybe. And then just keep an extra eye out. And when you do this, your own company is going to skyrocket when you're playing that leadership role. So who would like to do this? Anyone want to take that on? Yvonne, thank you. All right. So you are now our game leader. So, I encourage you, thank you so much. And I encourage you to keep posting questions. We have a huge time set aside for that on Tuesday. What questions do you have that will help you make that high ticket sale? And remember from the high ticket virtual retreat, those high ticket to creating that in our companies creates the conditions of happiness. It creates the conditions of happiness naturally by its structure. So, and if that's not happening for you, if you feel like you're pulling your hair out or it's hard or you're bumping into stuff, bring your questions to me, to the Facebook group, to each other, so that there's opening, so that there's that next step for you. All right, anything else in the announcements that I want to share with you? Remember to book your 30-minute calls with Marie. You can do that once a month. She is amazing. She's helped me with my stories countless times. Reminder about how to post questions. Emily forgot to post a place for questions for today, but thank you for posting them anyway. We got your questions, right? Usually Emily posts for us a spot to post your questions for each call. So look for that. But if you don't see one, do as Marnie did, as Mary Kay did. You just posted questions anyway. Thank you. All right. I think that's it for announcements. Any questions? All clear? Lots to serve and support you coming up. And each one of these calls, it's all designed to give you time. Like, how about if you could just take the short route there? Take the short route there and know what the most effective pieces are to help you get to where you want to go. All right. A couple of questions on deck. Marnie asked about abundance practices. And Marnie, I don't know if you were looking for just in that thread, will people talk about their abundance practices, but I thought it was such a great question. I wanted to bring it here. So list some of the abundance strategies you currently use. Please go ahead and post them in the Facebook group as well. But I would love to hear about some of your abundance practices. And I'll prime the pump here. I mean, some of the things I did today, I started with yoga. I only had 5 minutes at the beginning of my day today, lots going on. So then I came back and did another hour later on, about an hour. Over lunch, I listened to Sam Garrett, that beautiful singer. And every time I listened to him, the cellular feeling space of abundance goes deeper. I started my day with a gratitude, with the gratitude rock journal that I've told you guys about. What are the things I'm grateful for? I'd forgotten that my daughter had made me lunch yesterday until I wrote it down. It's like, right, that was really sweet of her. In the midst of a full day, it changed my energy. I went for a walk yesterday and to talk to my niece. And I started out, I was thinking about some dark things. And then by the end of the call and the end of the walk, I was uplifted. I could breathe better. It was freaking cold out here in Calgary, but it felt so good. I don't know. Those are a few things, only a few of the things in the last 24 hours for me. How about you? What are your abundance practices? Who would like to share? Yeah, Yvonne, thank you.
I went for a facial this morning.
I love it.
It was very yummy.
Pampering, taking care. Facials, any kind of body work, massages, pedicures, manicures. I love all those things. They may or may not be your modality, but it's so relaxing. It's being taken care of. It feels good. It's pampering the skin. Our skin is our largest organ in the body. We sometimes don't take good care of it, right? What is it? Largest organ of detoxification. I think that's what those are in that field tell me. So isn't it nice to take care of it, feel pampered? What else? What are some of your abundance practices? Let's hear one or two more. Anna Maria, thank you.
For me, the morning, I make it a me time. So I do meditation or you listen to some healing meditation, visualizations, do yoga or do some exercise to get my day better.
Beautiful. I love it. Thank you. And, you know, I'm just noticing we have more people not with their camera on than I think we've had in a couple of years on these calls. And so each person you may have your own reason for having your camera off. And I honor that. If you need to be in a place with your camera off and you're here, I'm so glad you're here. And then for those who, and then some I know need to be listening to it afterwards in the recording. And then there's four of us here that we can actually see each other. So thank you for being visible. Thank you for being seen. And then, you know, what a great chance. And if you can't see you can still participate, right? But those who I see, it's like, thank you for putting your hand up, right? And Anna Maria, Mary Kay, we missed you at the abundance call. And so how nice to see you now. And like, what a great opportunity to, when we speak it, when we share things, we get it more deeply. So Mary Kay, I can't help myself. I'm going to turn to you. Abundance practices. Do you want to share a couple of them?
Exercising on the floor. I have my own set of exercises that I've customized for myself and just feeling the floor. I usually do a little bit of Shavasana after that. And then this is kind of a silly one, but it is totally, yeah, it's an abundance for me. I like to watch TV. And so I do that in the evening. I usually select some shows that are meaningful, and I like to watch people have being nice to each other.
How beautiful is that? And you know, it reminds me that our abundance practices, they're very individual. And sometimes we have ideas about what's right, what's wrong, what we should do, what we shouldn't do. What's yours? And you know, I have had amazing times watching a TV show or a movie with my daughter. And sometimes we'll make a batch of popcorn and that's what we eat for dinner, you know? And we'll have a cup of tea. And then we'll stop to make it and we're chatting about stuff, about our day, about what we're dreaming of, about what's coming up. And we're watching something funny and it makes us laugh and we laugh together. And you know what are your practices? I love that. Thank you, Mary Kay. Beautiful. And I love the floor Shavasana exercise that you customize it for yourself too. All of these things. There's details in what you said about your abundance practices. They're so beautiful. Dawn, anything that you would like to add, abundance practices?
I think of walking. I enjoy walking. Thought I'm going to make time for that today.
Mm-hmm. It's such a beautiful and simple practice, and it's accessible. Unless you are in a wheelchair, if your legs aren't mobile, and then you can move your body in different ways in a wheelchair or whatever it is, right? But for those of us who have legs, we can walk. It's accessible to us. We can walk. How beautiful to see, feel the movement of our body. To you can be out in the fresh air like I was yesterday. It's cold out here, but warmer than the days before. It was even a lot colder, and different thoughts come and opportunities, and the mind just starts creating different stories when we move our bodies in different ways. Walking, and walking is a beautiful, and being out in nature. I saw two bunnies yesterday out in the park, and I sent both pictures. I was talking to my niece. I sent her a picture, then I sent the picture to my daughter as well. And this bunny just came up to me. It was over there. I thought, I got to take a picture. It came hopping over to me, stood up on its, like, just stood up, practically put, was leaning against my leg. I'm like, oh my goodness, I have a picture of this bunny up like this, Just abundance practices. It can be very, very simple. And Diane, I see you popping on. So let's hear it. Do you have an abundance practice you want to share?
One of the things I do first thing in the morning is do like the yoga stretch in bed. Mm. And then I do my gratitude for the day. Mm. And today I put on some music, so I was dancing while I was making some soup for lunch.
I love that. I love dancing, and I go through periods where I dance a lot. I'm dancing in the kitchen, I'm dancing with friends, I'm dancing with my daughter. I used to go out dancing. I don't do that as well. We haven't been out as much the last couple of years we used to, right? But and then sometimes I go through periods where I haven't danced as much, and then it's like, oh, dancing, I love it, So what if we, actually moved our bodies, felt the rhythm and this, and it doesn't even have to be music. It doesn't even have to be anybody else. You can dance like nobody's watching and nobody has to be watching. You could do it in your bedroom. You could do it wherever you want. Thank you, Marnie, for that beautiful question. I loved it. And I thought, what a beautiful link from our Abundance Day for today. So I wanted to dive in. Take a deep dive in and then go and share that. And repetition is just emphasis. You can share that in the Facebook group, right? Marnie has a beautiful post there about that. You can add something new to it. And then what we know expands when we hear each other. It's like, right, like me with Diane. It's like, right, after this, I think I want to dance. I'm going to go dance with my daughter. She doesn't want to dance. I'm just going to dance myself. Last time I danced was sometime in the last week, but I haven't danced today yet, I don't think. So, all right, as we hear each other, we get to bring that into our lives. All right, thank you. Anything else bubbling up? Abundance practices? I'm going to the questions posted first today. All right. We have a couple questions posted from Mary Kay. And Mary Kay, thank you for saying last time. It's like, I have a question. Oh, wait, I've already answered it myself. And when I looked at it, that was going to be my answer to you. So if you wanted anything further on that, let me know. It's one of the great things about posting questions. I can't emphasize that enough. You ask a question, you go, wait, I know the answer. Then you have the next level question. And then you talk to somebody in the group. And then you have the next level answer. And then you have the next level question. And things move exponentially faster when we do that. And if you're not sure what to ask, you can ask, what is it that I should be asking? Very simple. What's my best next step? What should I be asking? How do I ask a good question? How do I ask any question? Those are all good questions. So Mary Kay says, what do I say to my high ticket client when I may be doing a discovery call strategy session with a person who she's been helping with clicker training and who keeps her horse at my high ticket client's farm? So I might be doing a strategy. She calls a discovery call. Thing as strategy session, right? Just by different names. So doing a strategy session, but my high ticket client has been helping this person and her horse is at her farm as well. So I suspect an older story of mine may be causing me some discomfort around this. Mary Kay, you already are en route to answering your own question again, aren't you? Like, way to go. I think I just want to turn you this over to your own higher wisdom, Mary Kay, just like I did with the last question. I won't always do that. Michelle never answers my questions. Like, you know that I will take it further if you choose, but I think you already know. What is it that you already know? If you, I can say it, but if you say it, you'll know it even more deeply. You tell me, and then I'll help you with it.
I haven't thought so much about what I would say to her because I got stuck there.
Well, let's start with the older story. Let's start with the end of your question.
Well, that would be something to do with the, you know, that's her person, that's her friend, that's her client. And I don't want to like interfere. And I know the story goes way back to childhood, but anyway. And the high ticket client, obviously I don't want to offend her either.
Right. So here's the thing. When we know what we don't want, we turn on, and our editor will always tell us, right? Those old stories that don't help us. When we turn 180 degrees to the other side, that's usually where what we do want is. And so this sounds like, and whatever the content of what happened to you when you were younger, doesn't it sound like playing in the sandbox in a way, you know? Isn't it strange? Like we carry these things with us, playing in the sandbox, that person's only that person's friend, and we can't all be friends. I mean, that happens on the world stage, that happens in politics, that happens, you know, so many places, but we don't have to be like that. And Mary Kay, does that sound like that's who you are? That person can only be connected to that person, but you're not allowed to be connected with that person. Does that sound like you?
No, it doesn't. And it's not what I see in my high ticket client either. So
thank you.
I could say whatever in context, how fantastic that you're working with her and how fantastic if we could all work together.
Mm-hmm. And I love the words. I don't know that you believe them yet. Am I right?
Yeah.
could y'all see that? If you were watching Mary Kay, I've got you on gallery mode. I can see y'all. So you're on the right track, but then he's owning that and why that is. Because if you're not owning it, then it'll be, well, I think it's all good that we're working, that we're playing together, maybe not. And that's what they'll be hearing. That's the energy you'll bring to it. So, well, why would that be? Well, let me just, and again, without knowing the people, but we don't need to go far with this question. Mary Kay, can I just play with this for a bit? All right, if I play with this?
Yes, I also want to say too that the person that I actually offered the strategy call to, I mean, she emailed me and she says, I don't want to miss a minute of any of your training. Please tell me everything that's going on. And so it's like, how could I not offer a strategy call?
Thank you. And people are calling for your work. Isn't that a beautiful thing? And this is like a you know, one of these luxury problems. It doesn't feel like a luxury problem. Like it's a real challenge. Well, not problems, but challenges, right? But it's like, oh, people are asking me for strategy sessions. I'm not sure how to handle it. That's a good problem to have. So first, celebrate that. First, start from this celebration. And I know you know that's beautiful, right? And people are calling for my work. And so who am I to withhold that from them? I'm on this plan to serve. It's a good starting place, right? I would be saying that to myself if I were you. And then also, what if you could really envision and imagine, and it might be some journaling, it might be some walking, it might be time with your animals or your dog, you know, your horses, your dogs, your animals, that will help you re-remember this. That you bring such upliftment to people. How wonderful, truly, for your high ticket client, that somebody that's so in her sphere, in her arena, is going to be uplifted, showing up at her best next, you know, best as her best self every time she connects with your high ticket client. So it's one of the gifts that you're bringing your high ticket client, is that those around her are also going to be being uplifted as she's uplifted, so that there's not that jarring, that it's like win-win-win-win together. That's one of the first places I would look. And then also, or that I would contemplate, or dive into. And then I just want to tell you the story. It's not exactly the same story, but it's similar. One of our alumni, she had just, like, sometimes we think it's accidentally thinking that of the world as competition. Accidentally, even though it's not necessarily in your nature. Like, and yes, we can enter the world of competition and know that that's beautiful too. But one of our alumni, we had met maybe in June. We wanted to do the strategy session. Things came up. And then by the time we were doing a strategy session, I found out that she just enrolled with another coach like the week before. This is many years ago. My editor was like, oh, and it's the very same thing. Can only play with one person at a time, right? So I did the inner work to remind myself how wonderful this other person she's working with isn't doing the work that we do in this community. It's a whole different work and it's complementary. And whatever she's invested in, because I didn't even know, this will help her actualize that. Compliment, not compete, right? So I walked into the strategy session with a very different attitude. She came to work with that, and that amazing client came to work with us for 3 years, went away for a year, came back for another year after that. And it was a joyful, beautiful experience that did exactly that, helped her actualize that other work. So you said it, I would do the inner work to know it. Jump on a connection call with somebody here because sometimes we're the last ones to be able to really know it. I could hear you saying the words, but not owning it yet. Own it. And then whatever you say to her is going to come from that place.
And that's really helpful for another strategy call that I have lined up where they're involved in working with someone else, mm-hmm. but not doing, and our work would be totally complementary.
Compliment, not compete. I've often worked with more than one mentor, often. And then you're going to actually hold space in that strategy session. Is it somebody who's like, I'm in 5 high ticket programs. I haven't done anything with them. And I'm mad at all my mentors because they're all evil. I'm like, great, go work with this other person instead. Go get use out of what you've done. Like, I don't think that's who's coming to you, but we always actually listen. What's the actual service? But many, many times I've worked with more than one mentor and it's been fantastic because what I'm learning over here complements what I'm doing over there. All right. And then celebrate these strategy sessions are coming your way. And then the alignment of our own story that we do before we walk into them. This is great. This is the kind of material that we'll dive further into too on Tuesday as we go into like the game and how do we actualize it? That one turn for Mary Kay could make all the difference in that strategy session. Make sense? So she could do 100 strategy sessions from the energy that she came in with in that one sentence that she said, or she could do one of them with this energy that she's developing. Why not take the easy route there? Making sense? And actually serve the person in front of you. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Mary Kay had one more question. She says, I'm realizing that many of my potential clients are used to going to 2 or 3 day live workshops with their horses. Am I ready to do something like this at my own place? Well, the fact that you're asking the question makes me think that you're ready. Like, what's ready? Do you want to do it? Do it. You know, and here, this is not your first, that's funny. This expression goes, not your first rodeo. Might not be the right, I don't know if that's the right expression, but you know, not your first time around. You've been selling high ticket for a long time. You're speaking, you've been doing some amazing work. And if this is a format you want to use, I wouldn't recommend it as, you know, prior to the first high ticket sale, prior to, it's kind of like, you can think of a 3 day, 2 or 3 day live event as like a 3 day strategy session with a bunch of people. It's one way to think of it, whatever that circumstance is. So Mary Kay, you already have the background and you've been doing it one-on-one, because one to many is a more complex skill. Because you've been on the court, because you've been speaking, because you've already been doing and closing high ticket sales and working with the people at high ticket. If you want to do this, go ahead. Do you think a virtual workshop could work? Of course it could. Just go for it, you know, like be innovative. And you talked about the details of how the purpose would be to attract more people to the mentorship. And what should I charge for this? P.S. I've listened to the event recording on Story Freedom. Very insightful. Cool. So I think of it as a 3 day strategy session. So that says something about how I think of the structure, because to me, Story Freedom basically is free. I mean, people pay a couple $100. Usually when they come to Story Freedom, people have paid thousands to come to Story Freedom, right? But so we can charge different amounts. But for 3 days, I've done from free to thousands. And the one thing about free when it's 3 days is sometimes you're going to get the tire kickers. Do you know what I'm saying? Let me just get what I can in 3 days. I'm going to, you know, so I don't always want the free, you know, so they've got some skin in the game. Some skin in the game. And, but charging high ticket, like let's, like you could do a 3 day event that charge, you could charge $10,000 if you wanted for that 3 days. But if you think of it as a strategy session, you're wanting to welcome the right people there because it's 3 days of know, like, and trust, 3 days of finding out what the problem is, solving the problem, finding out what the next problem is, PSPS. And if you're excited about it, if something is something you want to do, you can do it. My first, event that I made an offer at, I've been teaching events for a long time, made an offer. I had two people in the room and made an offer and there were two people in the room. Three people bought it because one was so excited. She ran and told a friend about it. And that person bought as well. So it was 150% of the room. And I think at that time, it was many years ago now, it was about a $13,000 weekend. So even if you have a couple people in the room, you get a deep dive with them. You don't have to gather tens of thousands of people. And it will help you know your own work better. So if you're just beginning with strategy sessions, this is not a beginning strategy. But for you, Mary Kay, absolutely. Making sense?
Yes, that's really helpful. That changes a lot of my thinking because people are used to going to all these workshops and they, you know, $300 or $400, but the clinicians don't follow up afterwards and the people are just sort of left hanging. And so this as a strategy session, oh, that's perfect.
You got it. Because you know so much about strategy sessions from all the work we've done, right? And all the work you've done on the course. So beautiful, right? So, and it's a disservice not to make an offer. I had to learn this years ago. People are waiting. They're one, they want, they've learned so much. They want the next thing. This is like, sorry, go away. Here, we've done all of this. This is what remains. If you want to come and do more, here it is. That's in service to people. And that's going to dovetail so much with Rev Up Your Business with a great opt-in page, right? So we'll talk about that in a second. So thank you, Mary Kay. Making sense? All right. I would love to hear, not from those who are asking the questions. I mean, oh, you can participate too if you want to, but from somebody who was just listening, because I want you always to know, not does this apply, but how does this apply to me? Maybe one of you might be at the very beginning and you're like, I'm thinking about doing a 3 day event. And you're going like, maybe I won't do that yet. That might've just saved you 6 months work. Like it could be that. It could be that. Maybe you still want to do it anyway. I've done some things that afterwards I go, wow, I wasn't ready for that, but I'm glad I did it anyway. You know, I'm not recommending that, but you know, maybe I won't do 3 days, but I'll do an afternoon. I started with doing some workshops early on too, right? They then can grow into a 3 day event later. And from a workshop, you can go to a strategy session. It's one of the things you can do, right? So let's hear from one of you, not the question askers first. I don't usually call like that, but let's try that. What just so you know that it applies to you. What did you learn from one of those questions? What did you take in? Marnie's about abundance. Mary Kay is about some inner work and then about structures to build strategy sessions and build high ticket sales. Yeah, Anna Maria, thank you.
I think for me, really understanding and doing the inner world work to really own what I'm saying or thinking and what I want to do too. So own everything.
It changes everything. We work way too hard. If we saw Mary Kay number one and Mary Kay number two, she's en route to Mary Kay number two. And Mary Kay number two is naturally who you are, so much so, Mary Kay, right? And then we get these editors in the way. Making that shift from Mary Kay number one, who said it but didn't own it yet, and then is beginning to own it. And by the time she's in that conversation, I know she's going to own it. Completely changes the game. She might have 10 conversations. They might even all be ideal clients. And none of them say yes for these glitches inside. And instead, she might have two people in front of her. Maybe they're both ideal clients or just one of them is out of the two. And that person says, yes, that's an entirely different company. So much easier. So much more fun. Thank you. Love it. All right. Then I want to include Marnie and Mary Kay. If there's something you want to add, I just want to start from the opposite end for a moment. But Marnie, Mary Kay, anything that you want to add about what's opening for you? And it could be from each other's questions too. Marnie and Mary Kay. I love it.
Just hearing you say, you know, that 3 day event is not a beginner strategy. So I knew to consider it as a strategy session, but I didn't understand necessarily that it was a higher level, not beginner, because I was seeing it as one of the ways to open the door to a large number of people and get a better sense for myself of what might be the real issues that people would bring to the table in the group. But as you're describing it, I can see why I've been holding back on it.
Thank you. Affirming. I don't need to go that route. And reference all of the high ticket virtual retreat day. Do that. Right. Just do that. Implement that. Right. And for people who've been back, sometimes high ticket virtual retreat, the second year, the third year, the fourth year, it's like, oh, that's what that line meant. High ticket virtual retreat blueprint, step number 8. I get it now. Right. Like there isn't something else to do. Do that. And the 3-day event, if you think of it, we can connect that with practical applications as well. Start close in. I have a conversation with one human being in front of me for maybe an hour, maybe a couple of hours. That is, and I learn that. And from there, I learn to speak to a bunch of people. Because a 3-day live event with a bunch of people, that's a bunch of people all at once, a higher level skill. It can be done and it can be super fun. But also there's one more piece I want to add. So thank you for Mary Kay for the question and Marnie for what you got from it. This could have just saved you 6 months. And great, especially when we're in the midst of the game, like don't go the hard route, right? You know, and even their mind being distracted by that, like stay with what's going to make a difference, you know, and the right actions in the right order with the right story inside of you. So I just did an interview this morning with Leslie Hassler. I love her to bits. She's the one who taught me. We've known each other for 8-9 years, wonderful entrepreneur. And I think I learned at many places, but Leslie probably first, how few people you need in front of you to grow a really fabulous company. So even Marnie, your words about it, it's like, I could get in front of a bunch of people. There's fear in that, actually. That's what I hear. Isn't that weird? Doesn't sound like it. People are afraid of public speaking and I'm going to go in front of an audience for 3 days. But it's like one person, a real live person we can help, get in conversation with that one person. That's vulnerable. That's standing for our work. That's being on the court, actually doing it. And so, and being in front of lots of people and only doing, that's a marketing activity. I'm only doing marketing activities instead of actually, here's a person, I could help them make an offer. It's a way that we hide right in full view. So from my heart to yours, Marnie, a conversation with one person, strategy session, let them throw tomatoes at you if they do. It's okay. What we learned, and they won't, but if they did, it would be fine. You would learn so much in one conversation. Thank you. Beautiful. Yes, yes, yes. Mary Kay.
What you said that this is who I, what did you say? This is naturally who I am or something like that. And that hit home.
You heard. Thank you. I said it quite quickly and you were listening and you got it and you took it in and you know it. It is who you are. Thank you. Yes. Beautiful. All right. Anything else bubbling up wanting to be said? Thank you for posting your questions, Marnie, Mary Kay. Beautiful. Like it uplifts us all. What are your questions? And don't miss the opportunity Tuesday. Post your questions, be there for other people's questions. I mean, what if Marnie missed Mary Kay's question and wasted 6 months even thinking about whether she should do this, right? Beautiful. Anything else? All right. So where I want to go from here. I would love to hear some wins. I didn't write it down on my page this time, but wins. Oh my goodness. It's Mary Kay. Thank you.
I've got strategy call. I've got probably 4 strategy calls booked and I'm talking to all these people. Well, I'm trying out being Uncle Bob and just these people post on Facebook and clicker training and stuff. And they're like desperate and they have like a whole list of people answering them and they're not answering them, but they're to help it's not helping. So I private message them and I talk to them on just a connection type. And I coach, I give them a little bit of coaching. And then it's kind of easy to lead into the strategy call after that, because then they get to know me.
This is gold. Mary Kay, thank you. What a beautiful win for strategism for me. I'm just messaging people in groups. You know, and there's so much wisdom in everything you said here. Did y'all hear it? And I'm hearing too, even the playfulness and the fun and the, you know, it's just like, oh, I'm just going to reach out to this person and the service of it too. It's like, nobody's helping them. People need you. They're looking for you. So we just reach out and actually help people. And that come from service, all that from practical applications as well. Mary Kay, fabulous work being on the court, doing it. Wonderful. You have something else to add about that?
I was just going to say it's fun and it's back to that naturally who I am. I get to help these people because no one else is.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And you're starting to see all of you in, as Mary Kay's on the court doing, implementing the things that we learn in the practical applications that we learn in the high ticket virtual retreat. It's that abundance mindset too, that abundance story. But there's lots of people out there that I can serve and I only need to a few of them. And when we're working high ticket, you see how all this fits together. Thank you. I'm so glad I called for wins. Beautiful, Mary Kay. Love it. All right. Who, let's hear one more win. Who has a win they'd like to share? And somebody, if you don't think you have a win, that's a great time to put up your hand too. We will help you find it. Because like, well, yeah, well, Mary Kay has that. But you know, sometimes our editors, when we hear a big win, we go like, oh yeah, but me. We'll have that done. Yes, thank you.
That I've been working with a mentor also that I found for my new business idea. And it's a great connection that we have. I'm really thrilled the way it's going step by step.
Fantastic compliment, right? And how, what a beautiful illustration for Mary Kay. People can be working with more than one person.
Oh yeah.
And it can complement and you can dive deeper. Now, here's the thing from my heart. They're so fantastic, Dawn. I'm so happy for you. Such a, what a beautiful illustration for Mary Kay. Like, what a gift. What a gift when we do this in a group, right? Dawn just said it. Working with more than one person is really helping me. So, and then from my heart to yours, don't be the person who's working with five people at high ticket. You've made a deep investment here. I know Dawn's not doing that, but it's my chance then to say that, right? Make like, and then you can find out, does that complement? Feel free to dive in with somebody, a connection call in this community. If you're not sure, you can ask me. You've invested here. And so does that complement? And you feel free to ask about that. Dawn is very clear that it does. And I love that. I'm so happy for you. Yeah. Beautiful. All right. Anything else bubbling up? Marnie, that was quick. Yeah, that was Marnie and Diane.
Yeah. So this is kind of a double win, I guess. Anna Maria and I had a conversation a while ago, and she shared with me that she had a dream to go to Florida to do some training. And she committed at that time that she was going to do that. And so that's a fantastic win. And then in her doing that, it reminded me that I needed to get off my ass and do what is me. And so I booked a trip, and on Tuesday I'm flying into Nicaragua, and I'm going to spend a month working in a charity and traveling around the country. So I'm putting my adventure shoes back on and finding Marnie again.
Wow. Fabulous. Uplift, 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 right? And it's like, I so encourage you to get on connection calls with each other too, because as Marnie's helping Anna Maria, and then Anna Maria actually manifests, actually does, she's doing it on the court, her dream, it bounces right back to Marnie. She's still doing hers. I love that. And so it's like this, like this, like this, like this, right? And so beautiful. And that's why also, so I'm so glad I called for wins. One thing that I encourage you to do in the midst of the game, find a buddy. Look what happened with Anna Maria and Marnie. She's like, you know, oh, wow. Anna Maria becomes accountable because she told Marnie. So now she does it. And then Marnie's doing that too. Find a buddy. I strongly encourage you to find a buddy. You can work with everybody in the community, of course, right? But find one person. And if you've got a buddy already and somebody else asks you to be their buddy, well, make a group of three. And then if you're in another group, that's fine. But at least one buddy, at least one buddy, one accountability partner through the game. We've got till March 17th, right? And that person, we won't always do it for ourselves, but we'll do it for them. And I want to say too, with Anna Marie and both Anna Marie and Marnie traveling, that's a great, even as you're doing that, you don't know where you're going to meet somebody. A strategy session takes maybe an hour or two. Maybe it takes a couple calls. I went to a yoga retreat in Mexico, and I'm not sure if he's going to join us. I sure hope so. I think so. It's probably going to be somebody joining us from our from somebody that I bumped into at a yoga retreat and sat down beside at dinner. So don't think that it's either or. And actually, when you are in your element, when you are in your alignment, when you're living your life on purpose, and your words and your energy comes from that place, you never know what's going to happen in your business. I've met people at concerts. At yoga retreats, it's not the first time. Of course, at networking events, on trips, going for lunch with a friend who I didn't know needed work in my area. you don't know. After a retreat, chatting with somebody on the beach. So thank you for that, Wayne. I love it. Remember to get an accountability partner. Reminds me to say that. And I love this community. You know, love your words, love your life. Building our business, it's the result of living our lives in this aligned way, actually living a life on purpose, living a life that is joyful and aligned. And as a result, side effect, the business grows. I'm sorry to tell you that if you're here, it's like one of the requirements for growing your business is that you have a happier life. Sorry about that. Oh man, I have to have a happier life to grow my business. Hope you don't mind. It's just what happens here, right? Thank you, Marnie. I love that. And thank you, Anna Maria. Thank you for sharing the win. Thank you for Marnie for helping that win to happen and then creating your own win out of that. So beautiful, so aligned for who you are and what you do, both of you. Beautiful. Diane, I haven't forgotten.
No, that's fine. I have an appointment or an interview on Tuesday morning with the Ezra Unity Health that's just opened up in Edmonton. So I'll be offering my Reiki to people who come in for their.
Fantastic. You're on the court, you're doing your work, you'll be offering Reiki. And then, just like Heidi the other day, she was with her people. So then you're going to be doing Reiki with them. Where are you going to take them after that? I'm just saying, now that you share your win, and I'm going to just nudge you a little further. Those people who you're doing Reiki with, then what's your high ticket offer after that? And how can you get in a conversation with those people so that you can make that offer? It's a perfect setup. Setup in the good kind of way. I don't mean setup. I mean opportunity. Willing to step into that, Diane?
Right. And I've been working on my high ticket item. So
yay, perfect timing. So beautiful, and leaning in with the community so that you get the best support for that. And again, whether we're at beginning, middle, or experienced in our journey, it's like with Mary Kay, it's like this one switch and how that's gonna change her strategy session. So lean in, gives me the opportunity to say that. Thank you, beautiful, so proud. Can we give all of those wins a giant round of applause? Unmute for this. I'm just so excited for you all, you guys. Like, let's do the real like hearing kind, right? Yeah. Woo-hoo! So good. Oh my goodness. Everything you need is in this community. Do you know that? Do you actually know that? Everything you need. Lean in with one person here. There's somebody you need to know. They probably know that person. Because this community is just not this community, not just this community. It's not just Dawn. Dawn, that's amazing, right? But all the people that Dawn knows, all the wisdom that she brings with her to the group, all of her past experience, what she's got lying around in her shop room floor, all of that is here just with Dawn. Do you get it? Everything you need is here. All right, beautiful. Whew. Jot down your biggest aha. All right, thank you. Finishing up that last part of that thought. taking your rain to a place where you can come back to it at a later time. It's really good to do that too. When I say that, it's not just to say that. It's like, oh, go back to it at a later time. That's a good thought. Come back to it. You can write down your other ahas after the call. Always block out extra time when we do our calls. Give yourself space. All right. We are here at Rev Up Your Business with a fabulous opt-in page, right? And so I want to talk about first how it's connected with the high ticket virtual retreat and with our abundance retreat. And then obviously how it's connected with your freebie and why you need this, right? I want to start with that piece. High ticket virtual retreat, right? So one conversation with one person who really needs your work. They pay $2,000 and up. It could be 10,000, it could be a million, whatever the price point is. And the joy and business growth and personal growth that comes from that, it's beautiful. So that's from a technical business term, like that's sales, right? That's sales. Your freebie and your opt-in, that's marketing. That's how you meet those people that you can make that offer to. It's one of many ways that you can find the people. One of them, Mary Kay talked about, it's like a 3-day event. And that's how one of the ways she can meet people to that she can then give her offer to. There's many, many ways. You could be at a concert, you could bump into them. It might be a friend of a friend, et cetera. It could be a referral from a client. It could be a client who invests in something further. But the marketing piece, how we meet those people is important, is an important part. We want a way to meet them for the high ticket virtual retreat, right? To play in the game, we need some people in front of us. We want to have some people in front of us. We want them to be able to find us. Even more important than that, though, the connection with the high ticket virtual retreat, this is a piece that I want to say about the freebie, your free gift, and your opt-in page. Even more important than the people you're going to find for our purposes today is that you're thinking about them. What are they struggling with? What is their biggest question they have? What's their top of mind problem? How do you solve their problems? How do they enter into the door? What's the problem that you solve? So there's a problem, then there's another solution. Then they've got a remaining problem, and then what's the solution? You thinking that through in order both to create the free gift and to create the opt-in page is going to skyrocket what you're doing at the high ticket virtual retreat, even if you just spent the time on it in today's retreat. Does that make sense? What would I even give them? That's a great thing to be asking if you want to go meet these people. What do they even need? Great question. Any thought put toward that is going to take you light years further. And then the same, the opt-in page, that's a place where they get the free gift. It's an online place where they can go click and get it. What am I going to say to them so they'll want this thing? It's what do we do at the outset when we meet people? So all of the thinking through and the writing this down will change the real life conversations you're having. So when Diane's talking to those people that she's doing Reiki to, and she's constructing her high ticket program and so on, as she thinks about the material for today, it's going to change everything. And not just thinks about it, but does it. Just do it. Just do it. My first free gift, I spent an hour making it, right? Another free gift, I invested thousands and took months to do it, and everything in between, you know? You can make this very quickly, and don't try to let it be your very best ever. It's your first one or your second one or whatever it is. Let it be good enough, get it out there and into the hands of people so it can help, you can help them. So make, if you get the connection with the high ticket virtual retreat, raise your hand. Making sense? Even more than as a marketing tool, as you think this through, and I know Mary Kay, you know this, like behind Mary Kay's, okay, I'm talking to four people, countless talks, countless free gifts, right, that you've played with, all of which have been a piece of what's happening with these conversations right now. Making sense? This is part of what the behind the scenes of how this happens. Mary Kay, does that make sense to you too? Yeah, of course. And then connection with our abundance retreat. Well, when we have that free gift up, there's a place where they can click opt-in page. That's what we call it. And they can get your free gift. It, for one thing, it saves you time. If you have any scarcity of time, editors inside you, well, it's like you get to replicate yourself. Hey, I've got this really big problem. Will you sit down and talk to me about it for 10 hours? Actually, I've helped other people with that exact problem. Do you want my free gift? Here it is, right? And then when they come to talk to you, they're already so much more informed. So it saves you, it brings you an abundance of time. You get to replicate yourself. It brings you clarity of thought, as I talked about. And that clarity of thought brings you an abundance, abundance stories and abundance mindset. I mean, think about the clarity of thought that we thought saw in Mary Kay. It's like this disempowering story and then the shift to more empowering stories, clarity, alignment, knowingness, and the abundance that will bring to her. There's the abundance right in the moment of how she feels. And the abundance that will bring to her, instead of having 100 conversations, she could have 10, or instead of having 10 conversations, maybe she'll have one. So it saves time, it saves energy, it allows us to be aligned with our highest self. We know our own work so much better. We're more confident. So deeply connected with the High Ticket Virtual Retreat, deeply connected with our Abundance Retreat. If that's making sense to you, because I want you to know how these pieces fit together, raise your hand. Making sense? All these pieces fit together. Thank you. Awesome. You got it. All right. So so we did the workshop on the free gift. It feels like it was months ago. It was just a month ago or so, was it? 6 weeks ago, something like that. So I don't want to bring up your editors. It doesn't matter where you are right now. You've got the hottest free gift on the planet. You've got 10 of them now. You've put it into the hands of 100 million people. You haven't started yet. I mean, wherever you are, don't worry about it. You've all gotten started, right? And I encourage you, this is another return to and encouragement to get that free gift done. I did the first one in an hour. Do you have yours yet? It's a mind that stops us. It's like, it's supposed to be perfect and the best one ever. Let me spend 5 years creating it. Nah, an hour, get it done. You know stuff, write it down, give it to people, you know, don't complicate it. It can be something that we talked about this at the Creating a Hot Free Gift retreat. It can be something that you repurpose, even if it's not perfect, something you've already done that you can give to people that starts the conversation and then they're on your list. And it can be very low tech to start, and you don't even have to have it to start. Diane, let's say she's built everything or she's built nothing. It doesn't matter. All right. She's going to go do Reiki for some people, and the host that she's doing this with, she gets their permission. She talks to them about it. Hey, I've got a free gift just for your people. Is that okay? Right. And it can go hand in hand with that strategy session offer. Right. And maybe she doesn't even have it yet. And she's got, maybe it was in, I don't know the circumstances of it, but I want to give you the low tech example of it. Maybe she's meeting 10 people in person. Could be 100,000 virtually. I don't care. Right. But let's say it's, I mean, with love, I don't care. It could be 10 people. Let's say it's 10 people live. And she doesn't even have a free gift yet. And she says, hey, this thing that we've been doing, I'm in the process of creating this gift about it that's going to help you with this, this, and that. If you want me to contact you when it's complete, it's going to be ready this month. Put your name here on this piece of paper. I want you to know how low tech this stuff can be. And I've done every low tech version myself, right? And I've taught people to do that. So don't take yourself out at any level. We start and then we build more complex structures as we go. It's a piece of paper and no free gift yet at all. And now you already have 10 people on your list, right? And you have to figure out their top of mind problem, right? And then if you tell them, it's just like that buddy thing with Marnie and Anna Maria. If you tell them that it's going to be ready in a month, aren't you going to go make it? Like, talk about making sure you have it done. Go tell some people that you're going to have it done. You might stay up all that night to get it done if you had to. Hopefully you won't, but then it'll be done, right? So first, what do you need for an opt-in page? You need your free gift. If you don't have it yet, don't worry about it. And my intention is to give you some time and space to work on it again today. And don't keep endlessly working on it. Get one done, get one done, get one done. Even if it's scrawled in crayon on a piece of paper and then photocopied and handed out to people, I don't care, you know, just get it done. And that could be quite unique in a lot of high-tech things. Like, look, she did it in crayon. That's so endearing. Who is this person I want to talk to, him or her, right? All right. So first you need a freebie. Reference that retreat. We're not going to redo that, but you have that recording, how to create your hot free gift. And crayon works for me, Don says. So, and what you need to create that hot free gift, it's a, what's their top of mind problem? Who's the person you want to work with? What's something that they really want? Something they really want. And then from there, we're going to have a problem, solution. And we always want to go the shortest route there. Hey, I met somebody. Hey, do you want my free gift? here it is. Do you want to have a conversation about it? Because I can teach you this stuff, but I don't know about you. Come talk to me. If you get how simple that is. Hey, here's a person who needs me, my work, because we've had a bit of a chat. Like Mary Kay was going, nobody's helping them. I'm just talking to them and helping them. Here's a free gift right on that topic. Would this, maybe this will help you. And you want to book a call because this will tell you the basics, but I don't know about for you. Do you want to chat? If you can see when I say it, the simplicity of that, raise your hand. Very simple structure. We complexify it. That's all it is, right? So you need your freebie, whether you've got your freebie or not, imagine that you do. And if you don't have a freebie yet, what is something, I just want you to jot one down. You can use it for the purpose of today's call, all right, today's training. What's one thing that your people need? It could be a checklist of the three biggest mistakes people make when they're doing work related to you. It could be the three must-have things to know, the three things they must know in order to get X, whatever your X is. So jot it down. That could be your freebie. I'm going to give you like 2 minutes and then you'll have a freebie. All right. Stuff you already know. Just jot it down. It won't take 2 minutes. Another minute. If you've already got a freebie, what's your next freebie? If you've already got a freebie, what are the most important pieces about it? Use this time wherever you're at. Okay, thank you. Just jotting down that last part of that last thought, taking it to a place where you can come back to it at a later time. All right, and just so that we've got some freebies here, everyone has a freebie now. You have one they've already made, maybe you've made a bunch of them. Maybe this is your first one. Maybe you have something that you can repurpose. You remember that from last time. You all have something now. Did you write something down on the page in front of you? And you've got, they all have a freebie now. Right? And it could even be ready to give to people. I gave the example of Diane. She's like, I'm creating a freebie right now. You call it a freebie to them. You say, I have been creating this. You guys have been asking about the X, Y, and Z, Z for those in the States. You guys have been asking about A, B, and C. And I'm creating this checklist right now that talks about exactly that and these two other things. Would you like to be on the list? I'll send it to you when it's ready. So she's already got it. And the essence of it is already on the page in front of her, and the same for all of you, right? So I'd love to hear from somebody about either a freebie that you've got or the freebie that's in front of you, just so we know this can be really simple, because we, in order to get to the opt-in page, we have to have some kind of freebie in front of us. So what I want you to do, I would love to hear from one of you, maybe we'll hear from a couple of you. Here's my ideal client. Here's who I think I want to work with. It's not rocket science. It doesn't have to be perfect. Here's who I like to work with. Here's what the problem is. So here's my free gift. It's a checklist that tells them these three big mistakes. Here's one of them. I only know one of them so far. All right. Would somebody share their freebie so we take it away from rocket science. We know that it's accessible to us. I'm not going to workshop it right now. Marie, thank you.
So my ideal client is someone who really wants to write, but they think their writing is crap. So the inner critic keeps getting in the way. And
can you hear it? That's what, and even how they actually say it too. Real life language, right? We call it pillow talk. It's like when they roll over to their spasm, like my writing's crap. You can even see people saying that, right? Okay, go ahead, Marie.
So my free gift is about ways to make friends with the inner critic.
Right. And what's the form of it? Is it an e-guide? Is it a checklist? Is it
I'm not sure yet. That's as far as I got.
Well, Marie, fantastic work. All right. So just decide now. It's like, don't worry. It's not written in stone. It won't be written on your tombstone. It won't be, but just decide right now what's in your heart. And then you can create another one if you want tomorrow.
What I have in mind is it's like not a checklist, but just like five ways to befriend your inner critic. And there'll be little narrative things underneath each of the points.
Simple, 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 direct, right on point with what her people are saying. And isn't that something that, you know, she meets somebody and they go like, man, I've been having so much trouble writing. I've got writer's block. I can't think, you know, will you please help me, Marie? Oh, I have this guide that I'm just creating. Do you want to be on? And now her list grows. And now she's also in conversation with that person. And we're in the midst of the game. More than a marketing and putting us in front of a bunch of people, what I'm interested in is the shortest route to the strategy session. I'm always interested in that, right? So she's in conversation with that person. Yeah, I love that. And if you want, we can have a conversation too, to see if she could do that in a real life conversation. Would you like to? And then all of a sudden she's in like four conversations like Mary Kay is, or 10 or one or whatever it is, right? Thank you, Marie, beautiful. Let's hear one more because I just want this to be easy and accessible. Anna Maria, thank you.
So my ideal client is someone who is scared or intimidated by her horse or her horse's reactions and who wants to compete.
Thank you. Got it. And a very clear description, very specific to Anna Maria, right? And then how they actually articulate that, different people might say it differently. They might go, my horse freaks me out. I don't know, maybe people talk like that or maybe whatever it is, right? But from she knows what that core pain is. And then she's going to listen to how they say it, but she knows how they're feeling, maybe even more than they do. I don't even know about that part of it, but they might not even know that they're scared of their horse, right? And the horse's reactions. And so, and they also want to compete. Like, oh, can you hear the problem of that? So good. All right. So what's your freebie, Anna Maria?
Explaining to them that horses might be in pain. They might be scared, they might be anxious, and how I can help them to address if there's a physical issue, a pain issue, how I can help them address that physical issue on the horse.
Oh, I love this. I love this. Thank you. And here's a leg up yoga move about this isn't directly about freebies, but we need that as our jumping off point. That's why we do that before the opt-in page retreat, right? We just did it a month ago. Can I add one little piece that's going to make it feel really easy? So do they always know that it's coming from the horse in pain? I'm pretty sure I know the answer.
Not always, no.
Exactly. I was sure you were going to say that. So in this case, there might even be false closure about it. Well, yeah, I know sometimes my horses may be in pain, or maybe they don't even know it, or maybe they, right? One way to do this freebie, there's countless ways to do it. But one way to do it would be something like, horse, and then what you name some of the behaviors that the horse is doing. What does the horse do? The horse not listening, horse like, I don't know, you guys, yeah, I know Mary Kay, you know something about this too, obviously. And Anna Maria, it's your specific work with horses. So what are give me three behaviors that they're doing.
Horse refusing to jump, bolting, rearing, being scared of every little thing.
Yeah, I love it. See, she knows her ideal client and what's happening with the horse, right? Right. So on it, and these are going to be part of what's going to go onto the opt-in page. We're already getting ahead, but horse refusing to jump. It's right in their language, right? Just direct. Bolt all of a sudden, don't know why. Your horse feel like you feel like you got a scaredy cat horse. Maybe that's not their language, but who just, you know, would run away at the sight of anything. And it, you know, it's freaky when you want to win that competition. And then it's very easy, like click here because here's the answer, right? We haven't even said what's in the freebie yet. We've just explained their pain, right? And then because there's probably either false closure, like they think they already know it, or they think it's something else, I want to call it like hide it behind a black box almost, like put it in a black box. And your opt-in page could say something like, what's the one thing that you don't know about your horse? That if you don't change this, that behavior is going to keep happening forever. Click here, find out what it is and find out the top three things that you need to do about it. If you're ever going to have a horse that listens to you, if you're ever going to, I mean, their mind, not Anna Maria's, and more in their mind, right? If the horse is ever going to listen to you, if the horse is ever going to pay attention, and if you're going to, you know, even have a prayer of winning this competition. And I would emphasize the one more than the other, depending on which one they're more, they care more about, right? But can you see how we went from the pain over to what's in the freebie and then the opt-in page that creates hunger and desire for the freebie? You've built so much already here, Anna Maria, in like, when did you first start thinking about this freebie?
Now.
Right. If you get that this can be easier than you think, fabulously done, Anna Maria, raise your hand. And Dawn's already raising her hand. Thank you. Yes, and a bunch of you are nodding. Really good. Great work. All right. Anything bubbling up, wanting to be said? All right, fantastic work. Jot down your biggest aha, just emptying out the room a little bit. So much I want to share with you. Okay, thank you. Yeah, Marie, go ahead.
I just have to laugh because I called up a draft of an early version of this 5 steps to befriending your inner critic. And point number 2 says, rather than thinking this is going to be hard, envision what if it could be easy.
Thank you. Right. Applying what you know over there to what's going on over here, and let it be easy over here too, right? I love that. Thanks, Marie. All right. Anything else bubbling up wanting to be said? Is this feeling doable? Like you could do this. You could at least do the low-tech version. Like I gave the example of Diane. Like, do you get that you could do this? Even when you don't even have a freebie, you haven't got anything online, but you could already start this process. If you get that, raise your hand. I want it to be so simple that you can start now and then you build. Don't try to build Rome in a day. One piece, like, hey, I'm creating this right now. Put your name on this piece of paper. It doesn't get simpler than that. There's the opt-in page. There's the freebie that's not created yet. And then, okay, so you all get it. I want to show you one application of this. So that's the super low-tech version. Things, you don't build them all at once, but you can go to our Facebook group. Not our mastermind Facebook group, but the public ones, Story Secrets for Entrepreneurs. I think that's what we call it. Is that right? And I just posted an interview. So Leslie Hasser interviewed me, and we're giving away our free gift. Seven quick tips for crafting an inspiring story that sells. It's a good title. Sometimes I trip over my own title. All right. So let me tell you. So that's the, you know, the piece of paper, and I'm going to create it. That's super low tech version. And then here's just one application. It's not for today, but I want you to know how useful this is in your company and where you're headed. So we've, and you've seen in our list, we do some of these giveaways. We do gift exchanges on our list several times a year. And so this is one of the reasons we're doing it. We're building our marketing. We're building the people that are in front of us. And I just wanted to show you, it's just one application. Don't think you're going to build it today. Don't build it today, all right? It's not about building it today, but just one of the places where you can go to. So let me just find. Right, okay. So here's what one of these giveaways looks like. And it's my friend, Leslie Hassler. I found out she was doing this. I'm like, oh, I'm in. I know she does good work. Can y'all see this page? So this is called the Growth Profit Scale. And this is one of the things that we're in right now. We're only one at a time, right? A bunch of people's freebies. See, all these people have created a freebie. It's an essential tool in your kitchen, or essential tool in your toolkit, essential ingredient in your kitchen. You know what I'm saying, right? So all of these freebies, and mine is just one of these, right? And you can click for free and you can have all these freebies. And what this does, when you have a freebie, you can enter into these giveaways down the way, right? And I just wanted to share with you too, her thank you page. Amy's given me, shown me all these pages. And today mine is featured, 7 quick tips for crafting an inspiring story that sells. So there's like 30 entrepreneurs all mailing out about this. And today, anybody who registers, they're gonna see 7 quick tips right there. Click here and get it now, right? And that's it. That's all I wanna show you about that for now. So, and just also that from this simple act, so it's having a freebie and having an opt-in place, a place where people can get it. I asked Amy this morning how many opt-ins we've received so far from this simple act. When you have your freebie, I had a freebie and an opt-in page for years before I entered any of these giveaways. But so far today, we have 183 new opt-ins just from this one exercise, from this one joining this event. And that's not counting whoever came from the talk that I gave this morning. Like Leslie interviewed me. So she's interviewing me to her audience about the work that I do. And you can go and see that interview on, where is it? Let me show you it as well, just quickly so you'll know where that is.
I've posted it in the chat, Michelle.
Thank you. So you can go and see it, and you see then how these pieces fit together. Your talk, your freebie, your opt-in page, all leading to that high ticket work. And and each one helps the other. What did I say this morning? How did I know how to answer her questions this morning? Because I had reread my opt-in page. I had reread my freebie. So I remembered the language of how other people think of it and brought in some examples and illustrations, but it itself helped me do that interview. Makes sense? So all this stuff works synergistically together. All right. Let me just think for a moment here. We're at 2:00. Jot down your biggest aha. Take a moment. Helps empty out the room. Gives me a chance to think what order to do things in for a moment. Okay, finishing up that sentence, taking it to a place where you can come back to it a later time. All right, I think I'd like to go for another 15 minutes, maximum half an hour, probably 15 minutes. We'll see. I'm not promising 15 though. I'll look and check in the energy. If you're all like fading, we'll take a break earlier, but I'd like at least another 15 minutes, because if you're able to stay for this, you'll get more out of it. You'll already see the building blocks of it. When you go to the break, it'll be the back of your mind. We'll be working on it, all right? And so can we take another little while? You've seen why we need it. You've seen how it fits in with the freebie, with the high ticket virtual retreat, with the game, all these things, right? I would love to talk to you about, okay, and we've got the freebie. You've got one right in front of you that you guys created in 1 minute. Like Anna Maria, what a great example of that. You've got it. You've already got it, right? So, and you've seen from the low tech version to one of the things you can do with it. You know, 183 opt-ins, and I do very little of that work. That's my team that does that. And you can get people behind you more easily than you think, especially when you do high ticket work. There's a bunch of people in front of us, and some of them will be clients. Some of them will be clients 5 years from now. Some of them will be clients next year, some of the, you know, different times, but we're in conversation with them now, right? So would you look at, do you have the energy to see, well, then how do you do this opt-in page? I just want to kind of give you a sketch for it. Like, well, what do you even put on it then? Is that all right? Can we do we have the energy to do that? Do we need to take a break? Or are you still with me? I'm getting some nods. I'm not completely sure about all of you. Let me think for a moment here. Most of you are nodding. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take, I'm going to put you into a breakout room just for 2 minutes. Because if you think about it beforehand, well, what do you think should be on an opt-in page? If they're going to come get your freebie, I want you to take 2 minutes in a breakout room talking to one or two other people. Because if you think about it first, then when I tell you what goes in them and you see an example, it will land so much more deeply once you've thought of it. Make sense? So what do you think needs to be in that? And an opt-in page, all it is it's a place that says, I have this great freebie. This is going to help you. Click here and I'll give it to you. That's all it is. It's like one page, like a website, one page. There's only one thing to do. Click here. If you give me your contact information, I will give you this freebie. And now we're in a relationship. Now we're connected. Now we're talking to each other in the area of my work. Make sense? All right. So just a quick breakout room, 2 minutes. Let me see. I think this should work. Okay. 2 minutes total. You can go, you decide how you do it. Don't spend time deciding. It could be 1 minute each. I think it would probably need this and this and this. Or you can brainstorm together for the full 2 minutes. You've got 2 minutes. I'll give you a little bit more time than that so you can get over to the room in 2 minutes in the room. What do you think an opt-in page needs? Use the full time, stay focused. You can do a lot in 2 minutes as we found out about the free gift, right? I will see you back in 2 minutes. See you soon. And welcome back. All right, and one quick editor I want to release for anybody too is like, well, my area, I can't have a free gift. It doesn't work that way in my industry or in my field or whatever. I just want to release that editor. If there are people that you can help, you could write down something they need. And it could even be, you know, before you meet with somebody in a strategy session, whatever you call that meeting, it's like, oh, before we meet, I've got this list of three things that a lot of my prior clients have found helpful in order to do X. Would you like to see it? Yes, of course. This has helped people sleep better, gain money, do this project faster, whatever it is, right? So every field, no matter what, can use this, right? In case anybody had an editor about, oh, not me. I'm not seeing that in the room, but just in case. All right. So what do you think an opt-in page needs? Let's just hear what came up in the room. What do you know about an opt-in page? I want to start from your base of knowledge, things you know, things that make sense to you. Yeah, Diane, thank you.
Well, one, of course, would be the link to the freebie.
Thank you. Yes. Click here and it should be obvious. It should be easy to find. In fact, it should be on the page 2 or 3 times. So important. And so, like, sometimes it's just a little quick button, or if somebody has it on their web page, but you can't even find it, you know, and they don't have an opt-in page. So yes, click here. One action, there's a call to action. People know what they're supposed to do and it's easy to find. And it's on the page 2 or 3 times. Thank you. Yes, so important. What else?
Connecting with the,
Go ahead, Marie, and then Yvonne. Go ahead.
Connecting with the problem of the ideal person in your audience and then offering a solution that can be felt by the person.
Yes, wonderfully put. What's their top of mind problem? Is there something, sometimes you call it a headline of attraction, you know? Maybe if you were, we don't have a sleep specialist here, but, you know, can't get a good night's sleep no matter what you do. Here's 10 things that'll help, or here's the top mistake or whatever it is, right? Addresses their pain in real language, something that they can feel. And I'm glad you said that part about something they can feel, Marie, because that's the language part of it. We could say, how do they talk about it? So we could say, Sleep Better Bite. Yes, sleep specialist. That's true. We do have a sleep specialist on hand. Right? I mean, may not decorate the door with that, but you could. You could. You could decide. You could be going to the, you know, Insomnia Association of America and doing a presentation there, for instance. Right? Diane could. And you know, what's the top reason people don't sleep? Do you know what it is? It could be people think it's this. It's not actually that. It's that. And I have this freebie. Yes, of course. It'd be an entry road in, right? Actually, it could be many, many people in the room. It could be that. I can't sleep because my horse is like, my horse won't listen to me. I don't know that my horse is in pain. Or it might be, I've been fighting with my spouse. If it's a low level person who is like really in a mess, and I really need a therapist, a psychologist, because, right? Many other things. So, but let's say it was about insomnia, and we could start with, Well, clinicians know that insomnia is a very important disease. Like, you're all falling asleep. I'm trying to do clinical ease that nobody relates to. So when Marie said that they can feel it, haven't slept a wink in days, ready to kill your kids because you can't even think. I mean, whatever the words are, right? They're a real problem and leading to a real solution. Thank you. Yvonne, you wanted to add something?
Yeah, initially I was going to say something similar along the lines of what Marie was talking about, but a spot for them to fill out their email address and their name.
Yes, right. So the link, so I click here, better have a spot to fill in their information, because what we're doing is we're building our list. So, and on the low-tech version, it's like, here's a piece of paper. And you tell them what to put on the, you know, you put a chart like name, email address, phone number, and then we just do the version online. And here's a leg up yoga move kind of tip, like the next level, ask for their phone number. We didn't do this for a long, long time, and make it an optional field of, and you should not be doing this. Hire somebody to help you do this. Hire somebody to help you do this before you think you're ready. Hire somebody, get a VA, go find somebody on Fiverr, like just have somebody else do this. Don't waste your precious time trying to figure out how to do this stuff. I don't know how to put this together. My team does that. And if you don't have a team yet, hire somebody up for a project to get it done, right? And think of, you know, one high ticket client that comes through that. We'll pay that VA and so much more. Does that make sense? Like, we need abundance thinking about it, right? So, yeah. And so ask for their email, but and their phone number and their name. Make the phone number optional, but you'd be amazed. Most people give us their phone number. Most people do. And now you have a way to connect more easily with a real live person. You're not going to abuse that. You're going to take good care of their information. But yes, have a way to fill in their contact information, including phone number. What else do you think should be on the page? This is fantastic. You know. I just want you to know that you know more about this than you think. Mary Kay.
I like having a picture of myself and my horse. I'm drawn to more of the free gifts that have a picture of the person. I want to see what they look like.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so let me say something that's visually appealing, something that will draw that person in. And it might be different in different fields for different people, but what is it that will draw that person in? And maybe it's a picture, maybe it's whatever it is, maybe it's the colors, maybe it's the way the page is laid out. For Mary Kay particularly, it's that picture. And then let me see here. And what we wanna do is make sure that whatever that thing is, it's about them. It's about them. It's not about us, it's about them. And sometimes it could be a picture of us. Sometimes it could be a picture of something else. And it could be a picture of us, but that is actually about them. So we want it to be like, think like them, step into their shoes. How are they feeling when they run across this? What else? Anything else bubbling up for you or that came up in your room? Yeah, Diane, thank you.
There would need to be at least a couple of questions or maybe statements to draw them into clicking on the freebie.
I love that. Yes. I'm like, what is it that's going to have them where not that's a nice idea, but they really feel like they need to click and they need that thing right now because it really solves a real life problem, right? And so it could be questions, enrolling questions, a headline of attraction. You know, let's start out with a headline. Sleep issues. could be that headline could be a question even. Want to kill your kids because, like I said, right? Haven't slept in a month. Not sure what to do about it. real talk. And then when you said statements, it's like, well, what are they going to get? What are the benefits of getting this thing? Here's their problem. And this elaborates on both what Diane and Marie were saying, like, well, what's the solution? What are they going to get when they click on this thing? Making sense? It's not rocket science. Actually, what often happens is people make it too complex. And that's the thing that I want to add here. It's keeping it short and to the point. Very simple. Don't clutter it up. And even when you get sophisticated about this, it's like, is there a video at the top or not? I mean, ours don't have videos. And if it's warm traffic, that means if it's somebody that is coming in already kind of sort of wanting it, a video, there have been some studies on this at least years ago, I haven't kept on this up on this lately, but a video can actually get in the way, distracts them, right? They stop and watch the video. But for instance, like the interview that if you want to take a look at it, Leslie interviewed three people and the middle person, and Leslie is saying, go get Michelle's gift. And she really, I could tell, I mean, I've known her for a long time. She's like, this is great stuff. Like you could tell she wanted it. That's really good, right? You know, go get Michelle's gift, click here. Well, with her word, anything that I say on there could possibly get in the way. I want to keep it simple and clear, click here. Making sense? If it's cold traffic, so you're doing a Facebook ad, something like that, maybe there needs to be a little bit more, but I would say not even much. Like people have very full lives. You want to keep it simple and clear and accessible. What's the problem? What's the solution? Click here. Making sense? And it's not that different from the low tech, easy version. So I want you to know about this stuff. It's just normal human sense. Hey, I'm creating this guide. It's going to tell you the three things that make your life feel really blah. And what to do about it so your life will feel like an adventure again, right, Marnie? Something like that, right? Whatever it is, you know? And what was I going to say about that? Click here. Nothing getting in the way. Yeah, you got this. Yeah, go ahead, Marnie.
Two quick things. One is I just did a thing where, you know, a whole bunch of speakers that are authors giving interviews, and then they all had to have a free gift. When I went in and the free gifts had...
You heard that, right? Example, then you have speaking opportunities too, because you have that free gift and so on, right? So it's such an essential tool in your toolbox. Marnie, go ahead.
And so I was already, you know, interested. If I went to there, I'd already heard them speak, and I was going to get the free gift. The ones where I had to read a whole bunch of extra stuff, it was irritating.
Yes, so thank you.
Didn't necessarily follow through. The other ones, if it was click here, I clicked there. And if I needed more information, I probably wasn't there. The second thing, I was going to say something I don't think I heard, was an invitation to a strategy session. So some way to say, follow up with me, you know, want to talk to me live, want to learn more about my program, something like that. Some way of actually connecting them to follow up with you, or you can follow up with them.
Here's something crucial. One yes at a time. One yes at a time. One yes at a time. What if maybe you came here through a free gift and I said, hey, do you want to get my free gift, Anatomy of an Empowering Story? And then why don't you come talk to me? And after we talk, you're probably going to come and work with me for a year. Here's where you could click to do that. How would you have felt? What? One yes at a time. And for that right person, some people might just get the gift and that's all they're going to need. And they're not your ideal client and they'll work with somebody else. Maybe a couple of years from now, they're going to be ready. Maybe they're going to be ready for a conversation one yes at a time. So once they've got the free gift, there can be like on the thank you page, for instance, I'm so glad and enjoy the gift. And if you want to talk about this, click here. And then it's in a follow-up email sequence. Wow, did you get this out of the email, out of the free gift? Did you notice this? Let me elaborate on one of the pieces. And then not all the time, come talk to me, but maybe every, you know, in a PS or in every second email or every third email or something, you send out a few emails about it. By the way, do you want to talk to me about it? Click here. So it's a real conversation, just like you would do live if you had that piece of paper, right? It, just think of how you would do it at a live event. Hey, I'm creating this gift in it, et cetera, like we said before. If you want, put your name down here. Fantastic. Hey, you know, and then you're standing there by them and maybe you're saying, so what makes you interested in this free gift? Or hey, you asked this question. That's really interesting. Tell me more about that. Like starting the conversation. Well, you know, this and that is happening. Pain in your area. Well, when you read the free gift, pay attention to this and that. I think that's really going to help you. And by the way, since we're here now, do you want to have a conversation? But one thing at a time. You would do it like that for real live, right? Same thing online. Only one yes at a time is super important. So it's not overwhelming to people. And Marnie really spoke well to the not overwhelm, not too many things. All right. Let me see. I think what I want to do, let's take a break now because it's already 2:20. And let's take a break until 2:30. And we'll come back to some examples. And then you on the court doing it, asking questions, doing it. That's really what I want to do. So we'll start at the beginning, showing you some examples, showing you how simple it can be, showing you how the exact things you did, how that got implemented in some examples. And then we're going to do actually so that you get this done. All right. Don't let that go to your editor. Don't let that make you be scared and think you've got 10 other things that you ought to do. Easy and fun, just like it was with Anna Maria's freebie. It's like, oh, right. Or Marie's, oh, look, it's right there. And so on, right? All right. We'll see you at 2:30. Have a good break. Take good care of yourself. See you soon.